Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here in the studio with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Early morning to you, Lee.
Yeah, it is early. For some of you who are tuning in this morning expecting to hear something else and you're hearing us, welcome to our show. We talk about everything you could ever want to talk about relating to pets and pet keeping and animals, and we've got some of the best experts, not just in the county, not just in the region, but in the country, who come on this show. And that's what we talk about every week, don't we, Rick?
Yeah, welcome all new listeners. don't change the dial. You'll have fun and interesting conversation yet to come. So
absolutely, and even a little bit of controversy every now and
then. There
again.
You go, as in today.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And today's show, we had an interesting situation on the show about 3 weeks ago. We dealt with some issues regarding legislation. One of the issues dealt with tethering and a change in the long-term tethering legislation in Michigan. And Rick, we have never gotten so many Facebook notes and comments and even a couple of letters to the general manager of the radio station, which is always something that raises eyebrows around here when that happens. But there was some very, very hard opinions and real disagreement on that side.
On both sides, I assume.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's interesting.
It is. It's a backyard problem. We see it every day. We have problems with neighbors that have maybe an unattended animal for some period of time. And the question is how to deal with those situations.
Right. And also the issue of, is there a one-size-fits-all solution,
right,
or are there different ways of legislating ordinances on a local level so that different neighborhoods or different cities can deal with things differently? Because how an animal deals with on a farm may be very different than the area of downtown Lansing.
Well, and I know personally, because some of the controls that were on pet stores prior to this economic collapse are no longer there because they can't enforce them. Mm-hmm. You know, would I like them on us? Yes, because they were rational enforcements of things like keeping your food off the floor, you know, certain cleanliness factors and things like that, and we'd have an inspector on a regular basis. But they can't even afford to send, the state can't afford that type of, you know, policing, which is unfortunate and tragic. I can't imagine that there would be an easy way of also making sure that people are putting their pets on a tether for X number of hour, Y number of hours, as opposed to Z number of hours. So.
Right. Well, and even in talking to one of our guests on today's show, Jamie Lampman from the Ingham County Animal Control, they've had their staff cut from 4 people down to 2. And the only reason that it's 2 is because there was so much of a public outcry that people donated money so
right,
they could have a second officer out on the street.
I don't know if that's a really excellent statement about us and our society as far as our willing to volunteer and contribute, or an unfortunate predicament that we're in with respect to animal welfare.
I actually think it's a little bit of both. What we're also going to have on the show is we've got Mike Hutchins coming on the show from the Upper Peninsula, who felt very strongly against the position that Annie Carlson put forward on the legislation.
Sure.
And he's got some very, very sound arguments on the opposite side. So it's going to be a fascinating discussion, and you're going to hear both sides, and that's what this show is all about. So keep listening and keep commenting. If you want to go to our website and give us a Facebook comment or email us at mmpets@1320wils.com, we welcome your comments. So we're going to continue the show right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320wils.com.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320wils.com and click on the Listen Live link.